against me. Still gonna win.
Still gonna win.
Odds against me.
Still
gonna
win.
Still
gonna
win. Odds against me. Still gonna win.
Still gonna win.
Odds against me.
Still
gonna
win.
Still gonna win. I got that water, water. That drip, drip. You just a simp, sip. Send you on a quick trip. Odds against me.
Still
gonna
win.
Odds against me. Still gonna win. Swim moves, bleed track suit. These ain't no gym shoes.
Uh-huh.
I got a one-on-one. Used to play
one-on-one.
After I skied, I'm done. I call it a one and done. Finito, that's it. On the run, ain't got time. Money all in my mind. Yeah, baby, you a dime. But you ain't a million, though.
Uh-huh.
Let's play drill and go.
Let's play.
That's my gym move. I run a drill and go.
Yeah.
I do the running man. Ballin' like Stunner Man. You gon' rob who? Shoot the car, you dash it in. I don't play fair. I send you away fair. I do the drop-offs, just like daycare. Odds against me.
Still gon' win.
Odds against me.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. Y'all tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. It's the homie Mez. That was Grandma you just heard. Odds against me, new song. And guess who's back? It's Asia.
Hey!
What's up with you, Asia?
I'm good. What's going on? With my mask on. Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
Don't play with me.
So you taking all precautions?
All precautions. Don't play.
I'm glad all the listeners are happy now because everybody been hitting me like, man, where the hell is Asia at?
Thank you, guys. I'm so glad you like me.
Yeah, they fuck with you heavy.
Thank you.
How you been?
I'm good. I can't complain.
How's Corona treating you? Everything good? Like, you got your new, but I ain't gonna say new because you've been working on this for a while now, right?
Yeah, well, line. My clothing line.
Clothing line. I said that last time and you checked me. I gotta get that together.
It's my clothing line. My company, So Pretty Couture. And I didn't do a retail space because of the pandemic. I don't wanna jump out and do that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a space that, you know, I can continue to build a brand. And hopefully bring on some team members and just have that workspace to, you know, grow the brand that how it needs to be grown. So I'm excited about that.
You're doing big things with that.
Well, I'm trying. You know, I feel like I was given a dream, a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I saw in my head and in my heart. And it's been a journey for sure.
Yeah.
But I believe in it. And from the experience I've had in the past, I know that there's a market for it. And I just have to keep, you know, doing what I need to do to get it to, you know, where I envision it going.
Dope. Today we're talking about insecure relationships.
Oh my goodness. So much to say on that topic.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm telling you, these last few years of learning in more depth about mental and emotional health,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot have successful relationships without understanding those two. Those two things.
Yeah.
Mental and emotional health. That's how you build a relationship.
Right.
And if you're not healthy in both of those areas, you're not going to be able to have, you're not going to be able to have successful, fruitful, productive, happy, long-term relationship. You're going to have dysfunction, toxic mess.
Now, what have you ever been through anything that's like super toxic as far as somebody being insecure towards you?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And I'm telling you, when I'm at work sometimes, or if I'm out running, it's like I start thinking about, you know, through my life journey, I met some really good black men, some really cool guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought about a couple of situations that I have experienced that I just, like, I'm blown away that I even allow certain things to happen for the long time length that it happened. You know, I'm like, I can't believe you let that person talk to you like that. I can't believe you allow that person to treat you like that. I talk to myself. Like, I can't believe it, you know? So, I've been in three toxic situations. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 19. So, you know.
Young.
This guy was older, like 30.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have the experience or knowledge to know that I was in a toxic situation. And then the other two, I just didn't know about mental and emotional health. You know, I didn't have the knowledge and I knew it wasn't normal, but I didn't know that it wasn't normal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it's expensive. Being in insecure relationships, it is very expensive because it's taxing on your self-esteem, your mental and emotional health, and some people, even their physical health.
Hell yeah.
You know, so.
Do you think you can make somebody insecure?
No, you can't make anyone insecure because it's self-reflection. I think that a person's insecurities that they project onto you can pull out insecurities that you have within yourself.
You might have fucked me up with that one. So it's already in them, but you can pull it out of them.
Yeah, it's already in you. It's just that when you meet that other energy that pulls it out of you, you know, you may not have been aware, or may not be aware of the level that it resides in you, but only like-minded people. If you are truly confident in yourself and dysfunction is not normal to you,
mm-hmm.
it ain't nothing that another person is going to be able to do that's going to make you stay with them. You know what I mean? Because as soon as they step out of line, you like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Yeah.
But if you already dealing with, you know, different issues, and it really boils down to rejection. So if you've been rejected in the past from, you know, people you have liked in the past or whatever the case may be, you might be dealing with a spirit of rejection.
Yeah.
So here you meet Tyrone, and Tyrone telling you, he projecting his insecurities onto you,
mm-hmm.
and that feeling of rejection comes up.
Yeah.
In you. And so now you trying to prove yourself to him.
Right.
That you're not what he say you are.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Yeah, but once you deal with your own stuff,
yeah.
Soon somebody step out of pocket not honoring you and respecting whatever you bring to a relationship, you're gonna just be like, nah, you know what?
But like to me, like I think the word insecure gets thrown around a lot too without the actual proper context, I guess you could say. Because, for instance, like, I know a lot of guys who would not be happy with certain things that a woman would, their woman, excuse me, not, like, it has to be, like, their girl, their wife, whatever. They don't want them to wear a certain thing. Not because it might attract the right person. It might attract the wrong person, the wrong type of attention.
Well, I mean, like, if a man is dating someone or married to someone,
mm-hmm.
and his wife or girlfriend wears something that, you know, he like, nah, babe, that ain't it.
Yeah,
That doesn't have to be coming from a place of insecurity.
But that's my
point. If he's a solid dude and you really believe he's a solid dude, that's coming from a place of protection.
Exactly.
So if you want a man that's going to protect you,
right,
or has your best interest at heart, he's like, nah.
And that's my point. You see how you hit that right on the head? Because you know, well, you would hope that that your significant other knows you're coming from a place of protection, because you might wear something that might attract somebody who can't control themselves, like to put his hands on you, smack your ass, do something like that.
Well, no, at the end of the day, like, I mean,
it's not her fault that he did that. Like, let me get that straight.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I don't think that at all. Yeah. But as females, though, come on now. If you are here with your man, like, okay, let's take for instance, I'm not trying to get no resentment back from Gucci Mane because I'm a Gucci fan.
And that's where I was coming to next.
But, you know, the dress that Keisha Dior had on, All Star. I don't really understand how he was in agreement with her wearing it, but whatever works for them, that's them. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't even want no man. I'll be looking at my man sideways and he'd be like, yeah, man, show them titties. Those things look good. Man, like, what?
That's what I said. When I saw it, because we have a group chat, and one of my homeboys sent that, and he was like, is this appropriate? And people was like, what you mean? Like, how could you? That has nothing to do with you. You shouldn't be commenting on what women wear. And it's like,
man. Even this whole feminism movement that's going on is stupid.
Now, my thing is, like, to me, if Gucci's cool with that.
Yeah, I said whatever goes on there. If that's good for them, that's good for them.
I agree with you.
But for me, I wouldn't even want to put my man in this type of situation. Like, what? Yeah. Why do I want to show my titties to everybody?
That's what I said. I'm like, yo, you're supposed to be mine. Like,
right. Like, what about me is wanting to do that? Like, whose attention am I trying to get?
That's exactly how I look at it. Like, whose attention? Like, you already have me.
Right.
Who are you trying to attract right now or show off to? Like,
right,
that's not cool with me. And see, that was my point with, like, if you go out, I guess it's cool because if you're going to do that, wear that with your man when you're out and it's security with y'all and all that. But if you wear that with your girls out and y'all go to Miami or something like that, Do you know what type of attention and negative shit you're going to bring towards you?
But it goes back to, in my opinion, like, what's going on with you? Mm-hmm. The woman. Uh-huh. Like, what is going on with you that you are wanting that? Like,
yeah.
Why are you... Don't get me wrong. I'm all for a short dress. I'm all for,
yeah.
You know, a little lace bra, like a little blazer jacket with some high-waist jeans. You know, I'm all for it. But, you know, of course, it's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
But even when I wear it, I know in my head, I'm like, yes, I'm about to let them have it.
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, I'm liking the attention, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's about attention, right. Really. Like, if we just really be real with it. But I think some things, you know, it boils down to, like, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
And yeah.
I would be beyond livid if my wife did that. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, why do you have that on? Like,
but see, I feel like people are not really taught how to have relationships. You know what I'm saying? It's really assumption that a lot of people are moving as far as when it comes to relationships. Because, like, you know, I'm a spiritual person. So a lot of it's a balance with me between spirituality and carnality. Being carnal minded means looking at it through like a worldly lens of how a natural minded person thinks.
Right.
But when it comes to relationships, I mean, it's such a place of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place of partnership.
Yeah.
It's a place of correction. It's a place of discipline.
Yep.
You know, so when you get in, when you build in a relationship with someone, it's the vulnerability of that is a big factor, because this person is, you know, being emotional with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're being honest with you, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so... I mean, it's just certain boundaries, in my opinion, that you shouldn't even want to cross. Like, on social media, there was a video going around basically of this guy, and they say it's his girlfriend or whoever she is. They're at a restaurant, and the guy, Salt Bae, you know, the chef.
Yeah. Literally, look, that's on my list of things to talk about right now. Like,
and he's like putting a steak in her mouth, and she going along with it. I'm like, I would not be doing that with my man sitting there. That's like, it's sexual. You know what I mean? Listen, I wouldn't even be doing
Salt
that.
Bae, you, I'm going to be beyond fucking livid. First of all, he's disrespecting me.
Right.
And she's disrespecting me.
Right.
And I put that up on my story today, right?
Yeah. So
I put up a poll, like, do y'all think this is appropriate? And of course, most people said it's not appropriate, but it wasn't that far off. When I last checked, it was like 60-40. And people were saying, yes, 60% were saying that it is inappropriate. I mean, I'm like, yo, my nigga, like, for you to think it's okay to put something in my girl's mouth. And then the way she opened her mouth, and the eye contact is what did it for me.
Right.
Because that's the
eye. She was, like, licking her tongue out, like,
a soul snatcher. That's a soul snatcher look. Like,
but see, it goes back to people are not taught how to really honor relationships.
I would have tore that fucking place apart. Like, I would have lost my fucking mind. And my homegirl hit me like, what about if y'all in a hibachi spot? And I'm like, but I've been in a hibachi spot, and we sitting there. Honestly, I didn't know that they did that. So we sitting there, and he goes around the room. He threw, like, from where he's at, though, like, he's flinging shrimp into people's mouths. And
but that's not a sexual content.
That's what I'm saying. So to me, I'm like, that's more like of a show that you do.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't
like
care about
that. Like, SeaWorld or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But when he did it to me, he told me, open. I was looking at him like, don't play with me, bro. Like, you're not about to throw no meat in my mouth. Pause. Like, there's no fucking way. The table start laughing. My girl's like, come on. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, ain't no nigga throwing nothing in my mouth. Like, and then he gonna pick up the sake. Like, what about sake? I'm like, my nigga, I will walk out of here before I let you squirt anything on my mouth either. Like, right. It's not happening.
Well, you know, in hibachi plays, you know, you know, white people be doing it. And it's like, Charles,
exactly,
you know it. But that video with the lady in the
now
state,
that was out of control. Like, he put a big piece of meat in her mouth, and the eye contact, all that. I was like,
it was like a lot. And like I said, like, I'm telling you, people are not taught. People are so thirsty for attention.
Yeah,
so thirsty to feel whatever gratification that they're wanting to feel. You're not honoring, like, the bond that you're trying to build with another person. You know
right.
what I mean? And so it's just like, I wouldn't.
And I'm not knocking anybody who, if you cool with another nigga putting meat in your girl's mouth, like, that got nothing to do with me, because I try to stay out of people's relationships. That's on you, bro. You can But don't throw labels around too. Like, that's what I hear. Like, oh, you insecure. It's like, it's not about insecure, yeah, my nigga. Like,
but as I say, people are not taught how to have relationships. Yeah. They're not taught how to have a relationship because when you're taught how to value another person,
yeah,
value that person's vulnerability, value right, that person's intimacy with you, you're not about to play with that.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You're not about to play with that. Yeah. So it really goes back to being taught how to, it's beyond, oh girl, I cook for him, or I ride him, whatever, that dumb stuff. This, yeah, you know, that's a part of having a good relationship, but it's about a person knowing that they're safe with you.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, even if I'm not in her presence, I'm safe with her because I, or him.
Yeah.
It should be both ways.
Yeah.
That I'm safe because I know they're not going to disrespect our connection. They're not going to. Yeah.
And as a man, you shouldn't do that. Like, you should know boundaries on another man. Like, so.
But, you know, it goes back to people thirsty for.
Yeah. Like, so my fiance, she bartends, right? Mm-hmm. So when we went to, they were having a Christmas dinner at the place she bartends, right? Mm-hmm. So we're there and the owner is, he's cool with me, right? So he's going around pouring shots in women's mouths. Like, what shit that Megan Thee Stallion used to do, drive the boat type
right,
shit? So he's doing that. He's going round and round, like doing, and he's like, we coming over there. So I told him, I looked at my fiance and she's looking at me like, just because, but she knows how I do, right? So right, she's like, she started laughing. So he comes over there and he is, it's a couple other girls that were there, bartenders that were, you know, are cool with. He's going around the table, putting them in their mouths. And in my head, I'm like, he's got to know that I'm not that type of nigga to play with. Like, and it's not even on no tough shit, but it's just a respect thing, right?
Right.
So when he gets to my shorty, he's like, oh, nah, you got to do that, man. She's like, I ain't even, and we start laughing. He dabbed me up and I was like, nah, you could pour it in her cup. Like, right. And that's the respectful thing you do to another man. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't even think, even if he didn't, I just looked at, because we laugh and joke about that. Like, mm-hmm, I wasn't trying to check her. Like, you better not. Like, she knows I'm joking about that because I also know she wouldn't be stupid enough to open her mouth in front of me, like, let another nigga pour. So we laugh about shit like that. It wasn't right, on some, so, because she wouldn't play. And I think sometimes it's like, do you not have that kind of relationship with your significant other that you know not to even try him like that?
Right.
But I don't know. Like, to me, that's doing too much. So if Salt Babe would have put some steak and try to put dangle it over your mouth, what would you have done?
Well, we wouldn't even got that far, for one. Because when he lifted it up, like, he going to bring it towards me, I would just put my hand out like, nah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because some of my homegirls were in my DMs like, what was she supposed to do? I said, nigga, she could have pointed at the plate. She could have told him, chill out.
Right.
She could have said no. There's so many things that could have happened before you open your mouth and make eye contact with
right,
her.
Like,
there's,
right.
I don't know.
It wouldn't have got that far. I'd be like, nah. Yeah.
People are like, oh, that's some insecure shit. I'm like, that is not insecure.
That's not insecure. It's not insecure. Like, I don't think so anyway.
Yeah. To me, insecure is like, I remember I was doing something. I went to rang somebody's doorbell. They came out, right? The woman came out. I'm talking to the lady. It's just on some cool, like, regular shit. Her husband comes out and just puts his arm around her and he's looking all tough and like, that's, to me, is insecure. Like, you can't even have your lady have a conversation with somebody. And it was totally like I'm not hollering. There's no, if you look at us, you'd be like, there's nothing that they would possibly want from each other. So it's little things like that. Like, what's some things that's insecure to you? Like, what would
Oh my gosh. So I have two things that, for two different people that, the first thing, okay, when I used to work at Onyx, I talked about something before on here that I used to work at Onyx and whatever. And I used to talk to this guy, whatever. And let's say, you know, ladies, you know me. If you've been on the show, you know I ask, like,
right,
shake the tree, baby. Go ahead and ask for $500. Yeah. It's going to knock off the ones who ain't doing it, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so I asked the guy for some money. He was like, you the one got all the money. You the big money. Like, we competing with each other? Who got money? Like, you're like, what? You know, it's like so insecure.
Right, right.
But this one guy that I talked to, and I talked to him when I was just low. Like, I didn't really realize how low I was just in my spirit. Anyway, I was getting with this guy who was like poster boy for the word insecure.
So damn. Anyway,
yeah, like, he was like ridiculous, y'all, like ridiculous. And I'm gonna go to the answer the question, but
yeah, take your time.
I'm gonna drop this point.
Yeah.
You gotta know the difference between you have to know the difference between being able to inspire a person and when you're trying to change a person. Mm. And so, you know, you're dealing with guys who are like really insecure or females that are really insecure.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you're going to be able to do that's going to help them get out of their own way.
Yeah.
So sometimes you feel like, well, you know, they just need somebody to believe in them. They just need whatever, whatever. And you thinking that whatever you're going to do is going to inspire them to elevate up.
Right.
And what you're really trying to do is you're trying to change them, but you don't realize that's what you're doing because yeah. this person, that's who they are.
Right, right, right.
So long story short, me and this guy went to see the fireworks on 4th of July uptown. And we were walking up the sidewalk. And I was like, he's like arguing, like fussing. What the hell you looking at, nigga? What
another dude?
What? I was like, who are you talking to? Anybody he keep looking at you? I was like, first of all, we're literally walking in his direction.
Yeah.
He's just looking in our direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are you crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was so stupid.
There's guys like that who they get mad. Like, if your girl looks good and y'all walk by a group of guys or like they're gonna look. It's one thing if they look, like if you walk in and you turn around, you catch them looking or whatever, who cares?
Right.
If they start disrespecting y'all, then that's a different thing.
Right.
For you to,
he did it so many times. Like, and I was like, I told him one time, I said, did you hear voices? Like, seriously, yeah. like something's wrong with you. Like, yeah. really? That's one of the most toxic situations I have ever been in. And I can't believe I was in it. It was just a hot mess. The guy, he was like an extreme gaslighter. So he would say stuff like, I know you just want these football players.
Oh, man.
You don't want me, whatever. So that was that was his way of trying to get me to prove
yeah.
to him that I wanted to be with him. When all it is it was just really, it was really just like a humongous turnoff.
Do you think I know you said you bring that, like you're saying that's already in them and you bring it out of them?
No, I said that a person can project his insecurities on me. So he's pouring his insecurities on me of uh-huh. how he feels inadequate, basically. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So if I have any insecurities within me, he's just going to be pulling them out.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can get with people who are projecting their insecurities onto you. And therefore, if you're struggling with whatever you're struggling with, they're going to pull, that energy is going to pull it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, I was just low. And I think my self-esteem at the time was damaged from some other issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would say stuff like, I know you just use me for my money. I was like, so you gonna stay? So who crazy? Person, you gonna stay with me and you feel like I'm using you for your money?
Right.
Or am I crazy because I'm sitting here listening to you say dumb stuff like this?
Both of them.
Yeah, both. See, there you go.
Right, right.
Both. So basically, I had an insecurity maybe of maybe not feeling good enough.
Mm.
So therefore, that sent me into a tailspin of trying to prove myself to him that I'm not trying to use you or I'm not out here trying to find NFL guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So his projection of his insecurities onto me were pulling out my insecurities of maybe not feeling good enough.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, he said, well, why wouldn't you feel good enough? So he came along after I had stopped talking to a guy that I was kind of really liking.
Yeah.
And then that guy had went and got with somebody else. So that can leave a sense of, and that could, his not, the other guy not wanting to talk to me, I guess in a long-term relationship, probably tapped on some childhood stuff yeah. of me not feeling good enough, right? So then that leaves a door open for this other guy to come in with all this damaged stuff he got going on. And so that sends me into a tailspin of trying to prove that, you know, I am good enough or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Now, have you ever been through anybody's phone? Like when you were younger or like?
No, I only went through one phone. Out of all the guys that I have, not saying all, like I have all these guys, but
yeah.
All the guys that I've talked to, I only went through one guy's phone.
And you always find some shit. Like not you in particular, but like, everybody, if you look through somebody's phone, you're going to find something that's going to make you uncomfortable.
This dude was like, I didn't believe anything he was selling me anyway because he was love bombing so hard.
Mm.
So I wasn't even eating up what he was saying anyway.
So what made you go through his phone? Like you felt some type of...
I didn't even feel any type of way as far as like to even do it because I had never done it before.
Yeah.
It was just there and I just went through it.
Yeah.
And he had like all these text messages from like about seven.
Oh, so you found some shit.
Like 6-7 girls.
Oh, yeah.
Telling everybody he love him, telling everybody he miss him.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, you busy? And he was like, I told him, I said, you busy? He's like, what you talking about? I said, in your phone, you got like all those people, you missing them, you loving them? He's like, what? He couldn't even go throw his phone across the room or whatever. I said, why you throwing your phone, man? That's what it is.
Got to break the evidence.
Right, like, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, like, seriously.
Yeah.
I need to throw
Has anybody
phone.
Ever been through your phone?
Not that I know of. I don't know. You know.
That means they didn't find anything.
No, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they found something, you would have known.
Yeah, I would have known. But yeah, I don't. But see, I don't really get that close to guys though, where they would even feel they need to go to my phone. I don't really because like when it comes, like I said, you have to be taught how to have a relationship, and I've never been like a boy crazy type female.
Yeah,
I've always been into like, you know, looking pretty, wearing nice clothes, traveling, and making money.
Yeah.
I guess because like growing up in a small town like where I'm from,
yeah,
like so many people were just so in a rush to get a trailer and get married. I just thought it was dumb. I was like, wow, like why y'all want to do that for, you know?
Yeah.
So I was never I always equated girls being in love or having long-term relationships with rushing to get married, have a baby, being a baby mama, and all that kind of stuff. So, I've always known that I'm gonna be with a certain type of man. I literally have always known that since I was a little girl, that I'm gonna be with a certain type of man because I feel like I'm very feminine female.
Yeah.
And it just takes a certain type of man to be able to appreciate that. Cause like I've had like this one guy, the guy that I at one time wanted to be with, he used to tell me like, "You don't never cuss me out of nothing." And I'd be like, well, I don't want to be with a man that I gotta cuss out and all that kind of stuff. That's not how I want to talk to a man. But when people are used to dysfunctional relationships, they think that that's cute.
Yeah, but somebody was telling me like, they would try to argue with their man just to see if they really fuck with him. Like, because if a nigga don't argue back with you or disrespect you, or not even disrespect you, but like, you know, they want you to fight for their love type shit. It's like, bro, why not just be normal? Like,
right. You don't want to just like go to movies or something.
Like, instead of arguing, like,
you want to fight? What's
that? They'll do stuff to see if they'll get jealous. Like, a girl would start, you know, like laughing at her phone or some shit, and just to see if the nigga would be like, "What the fuck you laughing at? Well, who you texting?" Like that type of shit. And like, oh, he loved me. He cared about me.
It's right. Like, nah, I've seen people, females like that, and I've seen guys like that. Like I said, like the one guy told me, "You don't never cuss me out or something." I'm like, dude, you know you lied. Yeah. I know you lie. Cussing you out for? That's stupid. I want a type of man that I can respect, that I can admire, that I can look up to. I don't want somebody like, nigga, like, we got to be here and I'm cussing you out, talking to you any kind of way. No.
I'd be wanting a peace of mind. I don't want to go through no drama.
Right, yeah. So that's not even my personality. I'm a fact person. We can state the facts.
Yeah.
And keep it simple and keep it moving. But all that arguing.
I think you can do things that'll make somebody not insecure, but like question, like, what are you doing?
Definitely.
Like, to me, like, I remember one time, and this is back in the day, whatever, I was riding and I had the chick that I was dealing with. She was riding shotgun. We driving. And I sent the text out. This is when the touch phones just came out or whatever. So I had just got it like maybe 2-3 days. I'm texting. And then I always had a bad habit of putting my phone on my lap while I'm driving. Mm. So I text while I was driving. I put it down, face down, not even thinking like that's a problem. And I was literally probably just, I don't even know who I was texting because I really wasn't doing nothing wrong. Texted, put it down. And she was like, why do you put your phone, like while we're driving and we're parking, I remember we was pulling up to Jillian's on South Boulevard. I'm backing into the spot. She's like, why you keep putting your phone face down? I'm looking at her like, what? She was like, you texting another bitch? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we go back and forth arguing. She jump out the car mad. So I hop out, not even thinking about my phone being on my lap. I just got it a couple days. I jump out, hit the floor, done. Screen, done. Just off of her insecurity. But in my head, I'm like, what? Face down. Like,
but that's not anything that should make someone insecure.
There is a lot of people who say it's a sneaky nigga that put his phone face down.
That, but that's your problem with whoever you dealt with in the past who did that.
Yeah, but I mean, technically you're right, because I really was so confused. Like, my phone face down. Like, I looked down and it was face down, but I'm like, who
put the phone down? You just put the phone
down. I just put it down. It just happened to be how it was laying down.
The only thing that would make me insecure, no, I can't say it made me insecure. I guess
it can make you feel a type, or something's going on.
Yeah, it's the only thing that could make me feel, I guess, like my antenna would go up. I'll say that. Yeah. Let's say if your phone ring and you don't answer it, and the person keeps calling you like back to back, and you don't answer it, that's a little suspicious. You know, like why you like.
Even though the crazy thing is, if that happens to me, if I'm sitting with my shirt, I'll make sure she can see the phone. Like, I'll look, I'm like, damn, I don't feel like talking to this person right now. That's not because she's insecure or anything. It's just because I don't even want to raise the antenna to make you feel some type of ways.
Right.
I do that even with friendships. Like, I had one of my homeboys who, he's a street nigga. So if the phone ring, I pick up and I'm like, and he's like, where you at? Or like, if you get in, I'm like, yeah, I'm over here chilling on the east side or whatever. Like, I know some niggas that look at that like, who is that on the phone? Street niggas, they don't want you letting niggas know that you around certain niggas. So when I get off the phone, I'm like, oh, that was the homie, whatever. I'm supposed to be linking up. Like, I'll just make it to where I don't raise your antennas or make you feel suspicious or insecure. Like, that's the type of person
I
am.
That's good that you want to create that energy where.
Not that I have to, but I just love.
You want to create that space where, you know, you want to make that person comfortable.
Exactly.
But it's a difference if, like, okay, one time I went on a date with a guy and his phone rang and he pushed the button for it to go to voicemail.
Right.
And then the person just kept calling. He just kept pushing. I said, I think you probably should answer it. Like, at this point, you know what I mean? So that, to me, that's a female. Because if it was your mom, your sister, your brother, if they kept calling back to back,
you're
going to answer, because it could be a emergency, especially if they call back to back.
Yeah.
But if the person is calling back to back, more than likely that's a woman calling you. Like, why are you not picking your phone or who you with? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, you know, but that, like, that, or if, you know, their phone ring, and they might make it go to voicemail, and then it ring back again, and then they answer and try to walk off.
Mm.
See, that's like antenna up.
Yeah.
That's the difference. They answer and say, hey, babe, this is my mom, this is my brother, my cousin, this work or whatever. I'm going to the other room, you know, talk. Yeah. Okay, cool. But like I said, you know.
That's how you make somebody comfortable. That's what I would do. I would pick up and be like, yo, what's going on? I'm over here watching a movie with my girl. Like, what's going on? You good? You keep calling back to back. And then I'll get up and let me take this phone call real quick. And just to make it sure, but I'm not just going to get up and then go answer the phone in another room. That looks suspect.
Insecure on this next example. It's just a more of a disrespect and comfort. Like, say if you and your man, or you and your guy friend, whoever, y'all out on a date, or y'all out like a Taste of Charlotte or something.
Yeah.
And every time, every other booth, here comes Keisha, Tasha, Sarah, everybody trying to get a hug. Oh, hey, I see you in a while. How you doing? Hug.
Yeah.
They be like, you ain't got to be hugging them.
Yeah.
You could just be like, hey, how you doing? You know, that's just a respect thing, you know.
Right. What about comments? Like, if you're dating somebody and then somebody puts the heart eyes under your man's picture.
I mean.
And then he likes the picture, the comment.
Nah, that's a whole other thing. But he can't control what other people are doing on social media. But if you go back and start interacting with him, that's not gonna make me feel insecure. But it's gonna surely like raise my antennas. Like
on Clubhouse yesterday, I was asking. I was like, "What if?" I asked the fellas, "How would y'all feel if?" So let me just get all the scenarios out. Right, boom. Your girl puts up a picture, and then some nigga puts up the eggplant emoji, like three emojis: eggplant, and black. Right. Them niggas was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, what if she likes the emoji? I mean, like, likes the comment. Them niggas started going nuts. Like, what the fuck? I said, first of all, if she likes the eggplant, dub her. It's a wrap. Like, she's on some super disrespectful shit. Mm-hmm. To me, I would expect her to delete that comment. Mm-hmm. I'd look at her funny if she didn't delete it. Like, I wouldn't have to tell you to delete it. Like,
yeah, I would delete it.
Yeah. Like, if I put up a picture and the chick puts, like, a bunch of, you know, that kitten emoji and then like with the wet symbols, I would just delete that. Like, yo, you're not about to cause no issues in my shit. Like,
right.
But now, of course, you're right. You can't be mad at her for somebody else's actions. But then would you feel some type of way? Like, who is this person that feels comfortable enough to do this? You're going to ask that question.
Nah, I wouldn't ask that question. It's all about no. It's all about how your significant other reacts to. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't control somebody's doing. I don't know the intent of that person. I don't know the connection, relationship, experience between those people. I don't know. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't go and badger my man.
Not badger, but all right. So the scenario would be for you if somebody, if a chick put like those cat emojis and then the wet symbols.
And she want to give him the cat. And now he go and like it. He, like you say, he need to go and delete the comment.
What if he don't delete it?
Then that's would like, you tell him then I'm like, yo, you need to delete that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not saying that you can control whatever she's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would that make you insecure?
No, it wouldn't make me insecure.
Thank you. That's because people, if you, a lot of people would look at you like, oh, you insecure. And it's like, how is that insecure? Like, they toss that word around so, like, they just put right. that label on people for no reason. It's like, that's not insecure. That's just, there's a sign of respect also. Like, why would you leave that up there?
Right.
And yeah, it's like that. Other people are going to see that and be like, what the fuck? And it's not that you should care what other people, but there's just a certain respect level we should have for each other.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, being in a relationship with a part, I think we all have our own insecurities that we deal with in our own way because we are human beings.
And yeah.
Insecurities come from, basically, in my opinion, experiences starting from childhood on up, really. But staying in a relationship with a person that is insecure, like heavily insecure, is so expensive. It's yeah. taxing, it's draining, it's expensive. And there's no amount of love you're going to give. There's no amount of encouragement you're going to give that's going to help that person snap out of it.
Because they just are who they are.
They are who they are. And it really goes back to, not. I know you're going to say, what? I'm going to tell you, I just think some people are naturally insecure.
Really?
I think some people are just naturally, it's like a part of, it's just like who they are. They are naturally an insecure person.
Yeah.
And their confidence has to be actually built up.
Yeah.
And that's usually going to start when they're a child. Because it's like they just naturally are just a naturally insecure person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell y'all, don't hate me, guys. You know, I'm not getting love on here, but don't hate me. But I'm going to tell you, Cancer and Pisces, please stay away from me. Okay, you know, Scorpios, not all of them. Scorpios really depend on how they were raised.
Yeah. Watch your mouth, Scorpio.
Because I know. Because they're a water sign. And water signs usually tend to be emotional, dealing in the emotional realm. But that Cancer and Pisces, honey, board it up, please. Because they are insecure. Like,
you know, the thing is, emotional gets a bad rap, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people, you just feel, like, I don't know, because I don't think I don't know, but to me, I'm not an emotional. Like, that's one of my things that people always tell me, like, how come you're not an emotional person? I'm like, I think logically more than I do with emotion.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see something happening, and I won't look at it like somebody would be like, how come you ain't feel some type of way? I'm like, because I don't personalize a lot of that stuff, because I look at it like, why would that person do that? And I try to look at it logically, like, well, maybe their upbringing is this way. Or, you know, sometimes somebody always be like, oh, I'm the victim. Like, why would you do that to me? But it's like, I don't know. Like, my logic always kicks in sometimes before my emotions do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I mean, okay, you know, everything, you know, even I said the zodiac signs, but, you know, everything really goes back to how you were raised and everything like that. But, you know, being emotional is not bad.
It's not. And sometimes actually being too logical about shit can fuck you up too.
Yeah, because you don't have any empathy, compassion.
Exactly.
For whatever. So it's just all about being balanced, you know.
Like,
but
I'm the type of person who, if somebody tells me their grandmother died and then they're telling me like they're 97, it's like, nigga,
what do you want from them?
like
they lived, didn't they?
Like, and it's hard for me to be like, yo, I'm so sorry. Like,
right,
it's like,
me too. I ain't gonna lie. People, they be like,
and I'm not laughing.
Like, I'm not even on social media. Like, this time 2 years ago, we were saying goodbye to you. Like, she was 100 years old. Damn, like, let that woman rest.
Yeah. Like, she was in a wheelchair, passed out on her 102nd birthday. Like, right. What do y'all want from this lady?
Like, right, what more do you want? Like, every day I be trying to get through work and I can't. Like, man, look, get off my phone.
Somebody call you like, damn, I'm like, how old is she? 102. Nigga.
Get an 85.
Yeah.
Man,
get out my phone.
Let the people rest. Yeah. Let them go home with the Lord.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that is crazy though.
I look at logic. And even with street niggas, I'm like, it'd be some niggas who'd be like, damn, bro. this nigga got killed. I'm like, you mean a nigga who be in shootouts every day? Like, yeah, I thought, I'm surprised he was still alive. Right. I thought he would have died 6 years ago. Like, right. Like, I use logic, of course, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want nobody to take what I'm saying the wrong way, because of course I'm joking a lot, but.
I mean, because it's a person's life, and you do have experience with them, and you yeah, have so your memories. Of course, that but part, yeah. It's still, like you said, a yeah. lot of times I can't really like
yeah.
relate to, because I'm like, yeah. they were like 100, yeah. you know? Like,
oh, he was still alive? I thought he died by
right,
now.
Like, yeah. Right, like that nigga done robbed like 5 people. I'm yeah. surprised nobody yeah. killed him already.
Rest in peace. I'm like, that nigga was going to die regardless. Like, somebody right. was going to kill him. That nigga was hot.
Playing memorial videos on social media, crying and stuff. We miss you. Yeah. We ain't gonna never let you, your memory die. Like, yeah. like he shot
I know heaven
people.
Opened his doors. No, I don't know, bro.
Right, like, right. Like,
nah, I'm fucking with
I'm
y'all.
Not the Lord, but
yeah. you know. That nigga right there.
Wildin'.
You're wildin'.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I just be trying to use logic with a lot of shit. But while we talking about insecurities, one of my homeboys, I ain't seen him in a bit, but he and his girlfriend had went through it because they were young too. Like, they were a lot younger than me. And I used to tell him, like, bro, do not get into a relationship this early. Like, wait till you live your life, right?
Right, right.
So he continued the relationship. And I think he caught her on her phone talking to somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he probably don't hear this episode. Who cares? But if he does, because I'm not going to say his name. But he stopped using his phone. Like, he cut his phone off. And now they have one phone and one IG account. And when he said that, I was like, bro, like,
that's right.
And he trying to like, oh, nah, it's going to save us money on. I'm like, knock it the fuck off, bro.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, that's my nigga. I fuck with him, but like.
That's very immature.
It's very. He but he was super young, right? He's probably like, he was at the time, especially, he was like, he might have been like in his early 20s. We got like a 10-year difference in age. So me at that age, I was like, you wildin', but I was like, hopefully he'll grow out of this shit soon.
So this
but,
is like recent?
No. This is probably like. When me and him were really close, it was like 2012, 2013.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was in his early, he was probably like in his early teens. I mean, excuse me, late teens. He was like 19, 20.
Well, like my brother, I have a younger brother who, like, I can't believe how my younger brother is. Like, he's very possessive of his little girlfriend.
Yeah.
Has quit school college-wise and, like, just living and rocking him. Playing husband.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, what happened? Like, and like I said, you have to be taught how to have healthy relationships, you know? And I can't relate to, you know, some people are like, well, you know, he's the first person he had sex with. I can't relate. I can't relate to any of that. And that's some deep rooted emotional issues that, you know,
like the homie, I'll DM him and then sometimes like if he puts up a picture, I'm like, oh, congratulations, and she'll be like, and she'll answer like, I'll tell him you said what's up. I'm like, oh my God. Like, nigga, like, it's crazy, but I can never deal with no shit like that. Like, I never want to be that overbearing on somebody. And if I have to do it, like, if I would leave somebody before I go through that.
Right. Yeah, me too. I definitely
like
would.
If I gotta watch your every move and be like, what you doing? Who you talking to? Why you over there? Or who you with? Like, I don't wanna.
And that's nothing to play with, because that's that type of energy, that type of behavior escalates.
Off top.
So it's nothing to play with. And I think that from a female perspective, I think that, you know, a lot of females, once they get, I think when you get 27 years old,
yeah,
you need to find your good therapist. And you need to go through at least a year of therapy because you need to deal with whatever issues from teenage years to, you know, those mid-20s.
Yeah.
You need to deal with all that baggage so that you can move forward and make healthy choices for relationships.
You go through a lot in them stages.
Yeah, you go through a lot. And then, you know, just because people have, you know, some people come from a one-parent home, you know, just their mom or just their dad or their grandmother or even foster care.
Yeah.
And then there are people who have two-parent homes. You can never assume anything about how someone grew up.
Mm.
Because a person who has a two-parent home, a person who comes from a one-parent home could come from a more stable, loving, calm environment versus a two-parent home.
Yeah, because they could be in there fighting, arguing, smacking each other up,
you know, all kinds of stuff, you know. So, but I still think that, you know, at 27 and up, 27 and up, you really need to go through a good therapist.
Yeah.
Go through therapy so that when you get into start, when you really start making real life decision making, your job, where you want to live, partnership,
right.
friendships, because all that stuff starts evolving around that age. Like people you were friends with from their early 20s up to that time, that's when stuff really starts to change because people are starting to really shift in careers, relationship, yeah. moving,
right.
whatever case may be. So you want to really make decisions in a whole mind capacity,
uh-huh.
Versus bad experiences, brokenness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my opinion because getting with a person who is not emotionally yeah. and mentally healed and whole, or at least aware. Because once you're aware, you know what triggers you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hell
and you
yeah.
and you have the tools.
That's half the battle.
Yeah, and then you know how to be you know what? I know where this is coming from. I ain't going crazy.
right.
Let me calm down. Let me think about, because he or she might not even be doing that. Let me group.
Yeah.
Get myself together. You know what I mean? But when you don't deal with whatever issues you need to deal with, now you're out here acting a fool, sabotaging your own life, really. And,
yeah.
Life is too amazing to be bitter and angry.
Yeah.
Not having good, healthy relationships and connections. It really is. And a lot of people sit in jobs, relationships,
all types of shit in life where you just be fuck
just
it.
Stagnant
yeah.
and stinking.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really big on therapy. I really am. Because you need a safe environment where you can go, because your friends are talking a lot of times out of their own experience, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
And that might not be sound advice for your experience.
Right. Yeah, because it'd be a scarred friend you're talking to.
Right.
Who don't trust men, who don't.
Right.
Yeah. I think some people aren't meant to be in relationships just because of how they were raised and how they were brought up. Like some people are better alone than
right.
they are in a relationship.
Well, I won't say better alone, but.
Or they might not be the type. Like some people don't need to be in a relationship because they don't, like we said, you don't respect relationships. You don't know how to be in a relationship.
Right.
So all these things, if you're getting advice from that person, that's fucking terrible.
That is very terrible because I've heard guys talking about they don't trust. I don't trust no woman. I don't trust no woman. And then be spewing that same dumbness to yeah. other people, who might listen to their advice. So yeah. let's go back to you don't trust your mother. Let's go back to that.
Oh, wow.
That's who you don't trust.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you can't keep talking about, when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
But go somewhere. Yeah. Oh, my freshman yeah. year in college. Go somewhere.
Right.
Go. Who you don't trust is your mom. That's who you don't trust.
Yeah, because if you say no woman, you can't trust no woman, your mom has to be involved. And if you see your mom do some foul shit or moving around with too many niggas and just playing their dad, you're going to really not have a respect for a lot of women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then what a lot of people, past shows we've done, people have to really understand how they were conceived. I mean, the truth, it's the only way to have healing conversation, healing dialogue, healing truth is stick to the facts and not the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
If you stick to the facts, you're able to see the problem and go to the solution.
Yeah.
You get into the emotion, this is how I feel. And there's nothing wrong with how you feel. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. But when you get to the facts, you really take yourself out of the equation and you look at the facts and
yeah.
you say, okay, whatever didn't have anything to do with me, really. I'm just a product of whatever.
Correct.
But if your mom was out here just, how it is today.
Yeah.
Having sex yeah. with somebody who's not in a relationship with them, not investing in them. She ends up getting pregnant. Your dad was a bum.
Yeah.
He was a bum ass dude.
Yeah, because then you're going to start looking at your mom like, wait a minute. My daddy was a bum. He wasn't doing shit.
And you said left there, had sex with him yeah. and got pregnant.
And there's a couple other niggas who I see you in and out with and them niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, so why? Okay, my dad was a bum, but let's get on to why. What's going on with you that you are giving your body away?
Yeah.
Bum
after bum.
Bum after bum. You know what I mean? And now yeah. I'm a product of that. And that has me feeling unloved.
Right.
And not in a stable environment. And I don't know why. And not realizing, my mom made poor choices. And I'm just a product of that. But that doesn't mean that there's not purpose for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a hurtful thing. You have to go
sheesh.
Cry a little bit. And then just pick it up and keep it moving. Love your mom for who she is.
Yeah.
She's still your mom.
But that might have just been the one thing that she was doing wrong. But everything else, she might have provided you a great life.
Yeah, provided you a great life as best she could. But then here's another thing. You can't just look at her. You got to go back to her mama. How was she raised? Was she validated?
It could be a generational thing.
Yeah, was she loved? Was she nurtured? Was her dreams encouraged?
And, yeah, because once you do something like that, now you have the power to break it.
Right,
because
exactly.
Once you start seeing, oh, wait a minute, there's a common denominator here. You're like, oh, I got to break that.
Exactly. Instead of laying around playing the victim.
Yeah.
Like, you have to understand people.
The power's in your hands
now. Yeah, the power's in your hands now, because at a certain point, you can't keep blaming your mama.
No.
You can't keep blaming your daddy.
Yeah, the ball,
they
you got
wasn't
the ball.
There.
You do something with it now.
They did the best they could, what they knew how to do it. And a lot of times, it's just like when you go back through African American history, you see, you know, the slave trade and how they bred, used the men as breeders. It's like a long history. It's a long line of stories.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So once you find out your family history and you understand why, then you understand, like, it has nothing to do with me personally.
And
then you can make better choices moving forward. Like, okay, if I am going to be having sex, I'm going to be using a condom because I don't want to be out here making babies and with women that I don't want to have a future with.
If you said that was a good point. You said it could be the like grandma and mama ain't shit. Based, I mean, or is
wait a minute,
is,
you can't say
no,
ain't
I
shit.
Mean, is dealing with people who ain't shit. Like, and you might hear the grandmama and the mama talking about some niggas ain't shit, men ain't shit. That shit get in your psyche. That's going to be your insecurity. Like, on all niggas cheat. Like,
right?
Because sometimes people pass that down too. Like, all men cheat. And then when you are in a relationship, you're looking for the cheating nigga, like,
right.
Or the nigga that's cheating. Like, or excuse me, I keep saying the same shit. But like, if you're with a nigga, you're looking for him to cheat. So that's an insecurity. Like, oh, sooner or later he's going to cheat. Yeah.
And then too, now you deal with men who cheat and you stay with them
because you think it's a norm.
Because you think it's normal. And that's not normal, you know? So, like I said, you have to go back to your family pathology.
Yeah.
Understanding the decisions that the mom made, the grandmother made. And it's not that they were not good people.
Right.
But if you're not loved, if love isn't spoken over you, if your dreams aren't nurtured, if you're not validated, you're going to be looking for validation all out everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, and then like, and then, you know, it could have been that Sheila wasn't nothing. It could be just that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be that your grandmother was a bitter woman and she told your mom, men ain't nothing. All they do is lie and cheat. So your mom dealt with all lie and cheat niggas.
Yeah. Because she thought that's what they do.
That's what they do.
So it's not a big deal. Because eventually you're like, well, if that's what they do, then that's what they do.
That's
like,
what they do.
It starts to become regular.
Yeah. So, and then if you do meet a calm, if you attract a female and you meet a, you know, because appearance is the first thing someone sees.
Mm-hmm.
So then you meet Tyrone. He thinks you're physically attractive. So he comes and trying to holler at you. And Tyrone is calm and he cool. He trying to treat you like a lady. He like, this nigga boring as fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you used to commotion.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the girl I was telling you earlier, she... Like, if the nigga ain't really, like, checking over her or tripping over what she's doing, that nigga don't care about her.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, damn, that's crazy that you think like that.
Right. But like I told you, the guy told me, you don't ever cuss me out or nothing. Excuse me? Like, why? What? So,
yeah,
that's dumb. But, you know.
I've even had homies ask me, like, yo, your girl be traveling all the time? You don't even be caring? I'm like, no. She's with her girls. They go to one country, go to Jamaica, go to... Like, what the fuck that got to do with me? Like,
right.
She should be enjoying her life. She doesn't have to experience every fucking thing with me.
And that's going to make y'all miss each other. And like, when you see each other, you know, have a good experience of loving to be with one another. She got something to talk about, what she saw and what she
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, people don't have no... I'm telling you, people are not taught how to have a relationship.
Right.
They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to be quiet.
Yeah.
They don't know how to honor other people.
Yeah.
Honor their opinion. Honor their choice.
Right.
It's, you know, my way or no way.
Right. The only thing I could ever see myself really being feeling some type of way is like when she, you know, how bartenders dress. That would be the only thing that I used to be like, oh, I hate that fucking outfit. But I'm never going to be like, you're not working tonight. Like, you know, some niggas be like, oh, fuck that. Like,
well,
I wouldn't like it, but that's like.
Well, I mean, of course, I mean, you know, like, you know, she got on the onesie and the stockings and. titties pushed up. You know, it's, you know, sexualization. You know, it's, you know, so, you know, you're looking at your girl as like, you don't want people gawking at her and everything. So
right.
I can get that. But, you know, as long as you ain't coming in the club, she trying to pour drinks, you knocking drinks out of the way. Boom,
like, damn, what, man, damn. But on the flip side, she never chirped when, like, you came to my party so many times. Like, if we in the corner taking shots, it'd be a bunch of females, like, drinking. She would never trip about no shit like that.
Well, it's trust that you built with one another.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So some people couldn't handle that.
Yeah. I couldn't deal with nobody insecure. Like, I've been in different situations where a chick is insecure, and it's like, it's fucking stressful.
Yeah, it's stressful because for me personally, as much as I like to communicate, I'm not an overly communicating person. I don't like talking about something too many times.
I had a chick pop up on me before at the crib.
Oh, no.
And it's like, it's so confusing. It's like, because me, I have a little too much pride to just pop up on somebody because they're not answering their phone.
Right.
Like, if we're kicking it, we together, whatever, I'm not just going to pop up at your crib and be like, why you ain't answering your phone? So, and then she looking at you waking up like, nigga, I just woke up. Like, I took a daytime nap. What the fuck are you tripping about? Like,
right.
I just can't do that. Like, I think my pride also gets in the way with some of that stuff, like, too.
But at the same time, you know, you don't pay their bills here. You might have paid the rent here a couple of times for me, but you don't, unless we have that type of understanding where you can just come over here, don't, that's disrespectful anyway. You know what I mean? You're not my husband.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm big on that. Like, we cool, we kicking it, we boyfriend, whatever, but right. You're not my husband. The only person I owe any loyalty to is my husband.
Mm.
And if you have not put a ring on this finger and we've did these vows, step your ass back.
Yeah.
Okay. You laying some claim to some ground you definitely do not own. Okay, step it back. Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely, you know, insecure type stuff. You pop up at somebody's house, you know, unless you got a wellness check, you really concerned about the welfare. Like, you know, you ain't talking like 3 times, make sure you're okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have to understand that too. Unless, well, I ain't gonna understand it because that's just my opinion.
But
for me, the only person a man owe his loyalty to, his honesty to, is his wife. And same for a female. The only person she owe her loyalty to, her loyalty to, is her husband.
Yeah.
Her husband. Because for me, that's how females get all tied up with guys and be with them for a long time and acting like you his wife. Man, that's not your husband. Mm-hmm. You up here like holding off on stuff for a man that's not your husband. And then he break up with you and go marry somebody else. And now you sitting like, that's all I did for Tyrone. All I did for him. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you shouldn't did all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not saying you don't show love, you don't show consideration, you don't show affection.
Right.
But you have to have some boundary of like, you know, it's more to me.
Yeah.
And if you want that, then there are other steps you have to take to get that.
What about if you're married? Would y'all have like each other's passwords for the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I don't have anything to hide from my husband. So I would have a problem with him looking at my phone, just as he shouldn't have a problem with me looking at his phone. Now, I'm not just going to go pick up his phone and just start going through it like he a child. Like, that's a
that's
grown
my
man.
Thing, yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, if his phone rang, I would say, hey, babe, you want me to answer that for you?
Yeah.
Or can I see your phone for a minute? You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, like if I'm charging my phone, I don't give a damn. Like, I don't care about shit like that. But the only thing is, you're right, like, don't go through my messages because I might, my homeboy might be telling me some personal shit about what's going on with his family. It could be anything, you know what I'm saying? So that, but as far as who's calling and all that, I don't give a fuck
it's
about
it. It's just disrespect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just respect. Like I said, I wouldn't just go pick my man's phone, my husband's phone, and I'm just going to start going through it like he my child, like he my son. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Don't check me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, but don't get me wrong now. Some females have been living like what they thought was a happy life and thought their household was good.
Mm-hmm.
And they just randomly picked up the husband's phone and started going through it. And they found all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know. It's,
Would you rather not know?
Please let me know.
No, like, say you everything's perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the bills taken care of. Everything that you want out of a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he might be doing something on the side. Would you not want to know that and keep a happy life, or would you want to know that and leave him? And y'all married, like y'all live together, everything.
If I'm gonna be totally honest,
in a. Because I ask a lot of these women these questions, and they're like, man, out of sight, out of mind, like, ignorance is bliss. What I don't know won't hurt me. Like,
in this capsule type thought, you would say, I wouldn't even want to know. But in a living an actual peaceful life, I want to know.
Because me too.
You out here doing all this other stuff with somebody else that could really endanger my life. If this woman gets out of pocket, like, I want you to be with me. Leave her. I can't do this no more. She gonna run up. She gonna run up to the house and try to kill me and my kids or something.
Man, one of my homeboys went through that. He was, and this is one thing, like, if you're gonna be that type of nigga to cheat, don't lie. Keep it real across the board with whoever you're cheating with. Because one of my homeboys was lying to the girl, telling her, yo, I would be with you if it wasn't for my girl, right? Guess what she did? She went out of her way and confronted the girl through DM. Hit her on Instagram. Like, by the way, me and, almost said his name. We could have edited that out there. But she told her, like, yo, I've been fucking with your dude. And she sent all the screenshots through DM.
Wow.
By all the stuff he was saying behind her back and everything. And he was just G-ing her, like the side chick or whatever. He really wasn't trying to be with her. But she was like, well, if this, the only reason why we're not together is because of your lady. I'm going to break that up, and then we could be together.
Right.
And, of course, he broke up with his shorty. Well, she broke up with him. She flipped out, and then he didn't go with the side chick. It's like, so now everybody unhappy.
Well, yeah, and what if you're dealing with this person and, so you're dealing with the side chick girl, and y'all have y'all little argument because you won't leave me. And so she go get back with an ex, thinking she's spying you like she cheating on her man or something. she get with this dude, but he been out here wilding with whoever.
Yeah.
He give her an STD.
Yeah.
And then you get bored, or you want to chase again. So you go back to her. You have sex with her. She give you something.
Yeah.
You come give it to me. I mean, like, that stuff really happens.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, don't get me wrong. I want a provider husband who provides for me and our daughter. But I can always make money. Mm-hmm. What you giving me ain't never nothing I can't get for myself. You know what I mean?
Would you rather him give you money or put you on to getting money?
Both. And thank you very much.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, though, I wouldn't stay with a man just because he's providing me with a certain lifestyle, because I can do that.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, just, so if you had to pick one, which one would it be? Would you rather somebody, like, you be dealing with a man who just continuously gives you money, or somebody, a man who's going to put you on how to get money on your own?
Give me money, because I already know how to get money. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if I met a man, I have a college degree. Mm-hmm. I have work experience.
Yeah.
So it'll never be a factor of me not knowing how to get money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I had a choice of someone putting me onto money, I don't need you to put me onto money.
Yeah, now that makes sense, because sometimes there's a lot of people who have like a business plan, everything set in place, but the only thing they need is somebody to help them fund their dream to get it off the ground. So that would be a perfect way why somebody would want the actual money, the liquid money, instead of somebody to help you establish a money business. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
But
yeah.
For me, this is okay, I understand what you're saying, but I'm telling you what I envision in my head.
Yeah.
So for me, when I get married, if the Lord blesses me to be married and to have my daughter, which I believe that God, I'm saying this on the airwaves.
Oh, you want a girl?
I believe God is going to bless me with an amazing husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have my daughter. Her name is Ava Omega. Mm-hmm. And whatever her dad's last name is. I want to be able to take care of my family. I want to be like, make my house a home. I want to be our home to be a safe place for my husband to come home from work, because he is providing for us.
Right.
I don't want to be out here working 40 hours a week.
Right.
Or whatever, and having to come home, cook, take care of my daughter, trying to make sure that I'm rested and presentable for him to be a wife to him. No, I want to be able to have everything running smoothly.
Facts.
And it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Because I think that, to me, I feel like when both spouses are very busy people, the marriage is going to suffer. And the kids are also going to suffer, because you're both very busy.
Yeah.
And you can't put 100% into it all. Man. So I just want to be there for my family because, you know, I don't get me wrong, I love luxury, I love nice things, but I don't know. I just feel like since my mom passed away, like love and having a happy family is
that's the most important
much more
thing.
Important than having, you know, bags and shoes and
that shit don't mean
all the money in the bank. You know what I mean?
Everything I've acquired that was just based on material is like, wow. Like when you get, like, I remember I went through a crazy Jordan phase. Mm-hmm. And one day I was just looking at him and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's going to come to, hopefully you'll come to a point where you're like, this shit doesn't mean nothing. Now, if you have like a crazy amount of money and it doesn't mean anything to you or you're getting free, cool, you could do it, whatever luxury you want. But at that point, I was just, everything I was, all the money I was getting, I was just spending it on luxury. And I didn't care. Or I guess if you want to call that luxury, but it just, materialistic shit doesn't mean nothing at the end of the day.
Well, even if you have billions of dollars, like even look at Steve Jobs. He created a product that has literally changed the world.
Yeah.
Literally changed the world. But when he passed away of pancreatic cancer, if it's true, as far as the letter that he wrote or his last dying words was that he, even though he had created something that changed the world, here he is dying with his nurses alone.
Yeah.
He hadn't built any really good sustaining relationships.
That's not a good feeling. Like, yeah. Love is everything. Like,
yeah.
I think I might have said it on a podcast one time. Like, I was looking at an old photo album of back in the day or whatever, and I saw a picture of me sitting by the Christmas tree. There was no fucking gifts under the Christmas tree. I was cheesing like I had a thousand, right? Mm-hmm. And when I think about it, I'm like, I don't even remember not getting gifts. Like, I didn't, that shit meant nothing. But when I think about those memories and like what I was like, little shit like that, I'm like, yo, the memories is what meant the most, not the fucking gifts, because you're not going to remember most of these gifts anyway.
Right.
But.
Now, don't get me wrong, ladies.
Yeah.
I ain't saying go out here and be just in love and being broke. No. I ain't saying. I ain't saying let Tyrone McNugget you, okay?
Yeah. We're not doing none of that.
No, I ain't saying that now. Yeah. But what I am saying is, it's a balance.
Right.
I'm saying it's a balance.
Yeah, but. That's the episode right there with insecurities in relationships.
Hey, it's so good to be back.
Thank you for coming back. We definitely appreciate you always coming back. You want to plug anything that you have going on?
Okay, guys. I would love for you guys to check out, follow me on Instagram or TikTok at So Pretty Couture. Mm-hmm. I'm also coming out with a new line, a new brand called Power of Prayer because I'm a believer in prayer. And this is going to be a line that's for male and female.
Finally. That's the first thing I asked you. Is like, man, when are you going to come up with some shit for both of us?
And my Instagram for that is, let me find it because it's nothing on it right now.
I'll tell my Instagram right now. Matter of fact, y'all follow me at the personal page at Mez Black Label. Or y'all can follow the podcast page at Mez Drinks and Chill. And Safa, y'all can follow him if y'all need any studio work or whatever. Umbrella Minds with a Z. What else are the plugs that we have? That song earlier was Grammar. I don't know if I said that earlier. But I did. I said because that was Odds Against Me. We probably leave out the song. I probably might play another song. He got an album or a project coming out soon. Probably leave out of here with the song called Prophet. In the meantime, while Asia finds...
That's crazy. I can't find it because I haven't put anything on it. I think it's Let Us Pray on Instagram.
Yeah.
Let Us Pray.
It's all good.
But yeah, I'll plug it. I'll give him.
You'll be back.
Yeah, I'll give him the information. Yeah. But So Pretty Couture, at So Pretty Couture on
Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah.
And we out of here. This song is called Prophet by Grammar. Shout out to Grammar.
Big bowls, pockets. Ain't no way you gon' stop this. Ain't no way you gon' block this. I count it, profit.
Money go.
I count it, profit.
Just throw it in the air.
I count it, profit. Big bowls, pockets. Ain't no way you gon' stop this. Ain't no way you gon' block this. I count it, profit. I count it, profit.
Talking big bags, though.
Count it, profit. Get the money, then spend the money. Talking big money, now look. You don't fuck with me, then I don't fuck with you. Little homie, you can get the middle. Now doctors say I got issues. I'm a hot boy like Wayne. I'm a hot boy like Juicy. I need cash money, no games. I'm on an airplane, check. Haters, niggas, be a set.
Play with me, you get wet, wet. And that's a fact, homie, yeah, back that. She give me all the sloppy, all the toppy. This shit run until she felt all the poppy. Ice on me, I ain't playing hockey. This stain is still it, we'll freeze bodies, oh God. Swear they don't want no prize. Nigga just talking just to get on block. Tell them boys go on credit, they charge. I'm about that, nigga, you don't want no props. I said it before, nigga, I'm a dun. I bet you won't do shit, nigga, without your gun. Big bows, pockets, ain't no way you gon'.